Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me. My name is Bradley Shaw, and welcome to Between the Covers. Today's guest is the exceptional Kelly Wilson with her first novel, Breathe Grace. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you going today, Brad?
Good. Thank you. Please share with us this quick overview or snapshot of Breathe Grace for those listening. Yes.
Well, I embarked on a young adult novel a few years back, and I wanted to hit the market with something really different. I've worked with young adults and kids my whole life and really wanted something different for them to learn from and engage in as young readers. Turns out it's hit the market and lots of grown-up readers love it too. So it's quite a topical book, as is my next novel and the one coming after that. This one, Breathe Grace, goes from outback Australia into Afghanistan and really dabbles into what it was like for young women during the reign of the Taliban. So it was very challenging to research and write, and I had to be very respectful of cultures. And I just hope I've done them proud. Yeah.
Did you do that on purpose to think to yourself it has to be this way in Afghanistan and have this element? Because I mean, that is something from a novice point of view to have to research so much information and delicate information as well to transpose it into books correctly. And you were confident of taking that story on as your mind that I had.
I'm not sure if confident was the right word, but I spent well over a year interviewing people, researching, going and visiting Afghan communities, just trying my best, which I never could, to understand their hardship and their lives. But more than that, I felt so naive. We see the troubles of third world or different countries all the time on the radio or the news, but we're quite good at deflecting from it and being caught up in our own trouble. So I thought, what about creating a story that had so much fact in it that young people could go, wow, this girl's 15, the same as I am, yet look at the condition she's living in or look at what she's had to go through in her life. So I could bring such a broader perspective to young people and educate and, more than even that, inspire them to be the voice of change for our future. What I'm wanting to do.
No, you've delivered it well. And, of course, having a young girl as the character, of course, I imagine there's some input of yourself into that perspective with that learning and her cultural awareness, because she actually has to develop, she has to learn two cultures. She has to know her history. She has to know her presence and where she's in Australia. So you really bridge those together. And I think that innocence in her is part of your innocence in your storytelling in the way you've had to have that knowledge or develop that knowledge at the same way. So you've shared that through the story. I think that makes it real authentic in your voice. That's what I liked about it.
So, I had a lot of fun with that because I could bring that sassy teenager out. You know, I drew on all those times I was so horrible to my own mother. but I threw in there quite a tragic family revelation too that destroyed her world and made her angry and that changed everything for her. And I did that so that so many young teens could relate to that.
Good.
And tap in.
Well done. And, it's interesting because most authors on their first novel, they want to have a slight challenge. The novel itself is usually the challenge, of course, but story-wise, there is always a good thing if they can create a good storyline, a good plot, a good twist or an interesting character. You've delved into probably multi levels of first time approaches to this.
Yeah.
Was it hard to really, really write it well? Like, in a sense, like, you know, getting that first draft was right and then revisiting it and going through it. What were your biggest challenges in that overall writing process besides the research, of course, which you said you've spent a lot of time on? But when you sat down to write it, what was your challenges?
My biggest challenges, and this book's been rewritten four times, and possibly now when I read it, I would rewrite it a different way again. Lots of challenges. I wanted to not just create a really engaging thriller as a story arc for readers, but I was going from present time to past historical moments through her visions and dreams. My main character is called Grace, mm-hmm. and she's quite prolific in what she can see and find out through dreams about her true mm-hmm. family's origin and where they've actually come from and the hardships they've faced. But also I really wanted to create a strong emotional arc in the story. My young character is quite a sufferer of anxiety and panic mm-hmm. as a result of a family trauma that she's had. Now so many young people slash any of us could relate to that. So I wanted young people, if they are going through a similar thing, not to feel alone in their journey of anxiety or panic. Mm-hmm. Or if you're helping someone out in life that perhaps was struggling with that, for them to understand what their minds are like a little bit, because it's a challenge, it's hard. So that was an interesting thing, and I took a lot of time to make sure I understood that, but more so to try and write through the eyes of her grandma, who was detained by the Taliban. Like, you know, I have to get that right to honour these beautiful, incredibly strong women. So I really spent a lot of time developing characters and mini story arcs of the characters throughout. So there's a detective there that's a reformed alcoholic. I had to live that or try to understand what that would be like.
Writing him over,
that.
Huh?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I'm a reformed alcoholic. I'm a reformed author. but yeah, that's pretty nice. Now, you've done a great job in all the authenticity you've tried to create in the book, in the story, which is important because it is a lot of readers, especially this is the challenge with first authors, is a lot of readers will also be more scrutinizing of you because they either want to find the tears in the talent, or they want to help support you and boost you up. So what you've done is protected yourself, taken yourself seriously. And I think that's the first key to writing a good book is taking yourself seriously as an author and respecting the art and showing that. So of course the next obvious question is, having delved so hard and heavy into this book and making such a beautiful story, what could you possibly be writing next?
Well, why do you say that, Brad? My next novel, which I can't wait for this to be released, I went even further and started researching child trafficking out of India and Nepal, which is just so prevalent in today's world.
Unfortunately,
it is. And once again, I realised how naive I was and therefore how naive so many of us could be. Once again, created this thriller, fast-paced thriller about a young girl who is adopted into Australia, and she has trauma amnesia. But as her memories start coming back, it's revealed to her she has a twin still trapped in India in a slavery position. So she must decide whether to be brave and go back to India and face her traumatic past, or sort of get on with her life. And again, it's filled with drama, and you know, it was quite challenging writing it, and the things that are happening to young children in all over the world. But I chose India because it's a huge problem.
That's amazing. Wow. Well, okay, everybody, there you go, something to look forward to. That's quite an involved story, so it's a whole other podcast. We'll get to that
later.
It
does have a happy ending.
Good. Yeah. I was going to say, this isn't a children's book either. This is actually a novel now, isn't it? Good.
Yeah.
So congratulations again on Breathe Grace, which is fascinating. I recommend to everybody listening that they do grab a copy of this book. It's a generational tale. It's a saga tale, but it's also a very personable tale about a young girl. Really grab a copy and enjoy it. Share it around and review it if you get a chance. It's available in all bookstores, libraries, and online. And Kelly, congratulations again. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for your time.
And everybody listening, go out and buy a book, support independent authors. Well done. And Kelly, we look forward to the next books coming up.
Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.